أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكانوا يقولون أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئنا لمبعوثون أو آباؤنا الأولون قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم. صدق الله العظيم. We're discussing the ayat or the verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the ills, the wrongs, the sins of the Ashabu Shimal, the people on the left hand side, those who will be given the books of deeds in the left hand, and they will be on the left hand side of the Arush of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُتْرَفِينَ, that they were those people that lived in this world and derived the pleasure of this world, not looking beyond this world, not looking beyond maut. They thought maut was the end of life and there was no life after that. The second, وَكَانُوا يُسِرُّونَ عَلَى الْحِنْثِ الْعَظِيمِ, that they persisted on great sin, on a great sin, and that was they made kufr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disbelieved in Him. They appointed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانُوا يَقُولُونَ, that they are the people who used to say, أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا, that is it not that when we are, we have died, we've left this world, وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا, so after we've left this world, we have been buried into the soil, into the sand, then obviously the body will begin to decompose and it will become sand and it will become dust, وَعِظَامًا, and what will be left of our bodies will be the skeleton, that is the bones, أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ, then are we going to be raised once again? Is that really possible? That is not possible at all in their minds, in their brains. And they used to say this to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not believing that this was possible, in a state of disbelief. They used to say it mockingly to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On one occasion, one of them picked up an old decayed bone of an animal that was lying around, and they asked, may yuhyi al-idhama wa hiya ramim, they asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who is going to bring this back to life when it has decayed? So on the one hand there was disbelief, on the other hand they would mock Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the concept of akhirat, the concept of resurrection, being brought back to life on the day of Qiyamah, the accountability, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them, like Abu Lahab and others, would say that if there was a reality in any reality in Qiyamah, and we would be standing in front of Allah, and there is anything that will happen as far as our accountability is concerned, then there's no problem whatsoever. Allah has given us a lot of wealth. Allah has given us lots of children, so we will barter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will strike a deal with Allah. We will pay Him from the wealth that Allah has given. We will put our children in front and we will escape this adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So such were the remarks that they would make to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the concept of akhirat. Here in this ayat and other ayat of the Quran Kareem, they take it one step further. Our aba'una al-awwalun, with our fathers, our forefathers, our ancestors, also when they have died years ago, centuries ago, their bodies have already decomposed, would they be also be brought back for the resurrection? Would they be also be brought back on what you would call this day of Qiyamah? So to all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ, Now here the beauty of the Qur'an Kareem, that you have only remembered your forefathers that have died and have left this world before. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, leave your forefathers, forget about them. قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. Say the very first, in other words, your ancestors and also your descendants. Your ancestors who have left this world 10 years, 100 years, 1,000 years ago, however many years ago they have left this world, and however much their bodies would have decayed, disintegrated, mixed with the soil, their bones would have even become brittle, and it would have become rotten, but they also will be resurrected, and together with that, wal akhirin, that child that has not even been born, the child that is still going to be born from that one that is not born, and like that your descendants, one after the other, each and every one of them will all be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. So forget about your forefathers, even your descendants will also be resurrected and brought back to life on the day of Qiyamah. Lamajmu'un, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of them will be gathered. They are not going to be separate. They may have lived separate generations in this world. They may have not met and seen one another. But lamajmu'un, they all shall be gathered on one plane, and that is that plane on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take accountability, that plane where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather each and every individual. And as a matter of fact, if we extend this ayat in the context of the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used, al-awwaloon and akhiroon, that Allah has used over here, the whole of mankind, from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, whether it be your forefathers, whether it be others, and those after you, whether they be your descendants, whether they be the descendants of others, the whole of mankind, lamajmu'un, all of them will be brought on one plane. Whether it is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is a Wali of Allah Rabbul Izzat, whether it is an enemy of Allah, whether it is Fir'aun, Haman or Qarun, whether it was the kings of the times, the emperors of the times, whether it was the paupers of the time, whoever it is, lamajmu'un, all of them will be brought on one single plane, and all of them will be brought on the same, with the same criteria. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect them. They'll have nothing in their possessions whatsoever. They will be totally unclothed, and each one of them will stand in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ila miqatin, at the appointed time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed. And this was another question that they used to mock Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to ask, when is the Qiyamah going to come? وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They used to ask that, when is this promise, if you are true? When is the day of Qiyamah going to come, if all this is true? When is the sa'ah, this hour that is going to come? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَى مِيقَاتٍ. That time is fixed. The time is fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not going to be postponed. It is not going to be brought forward. That is the fixed time. يَوْمٍ ma'lum, إِلَى مِيقَاتِ يَوْمٍ ma'lum, on the fixed time of the day that is also known. That day, al-ma'lum, that is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a day that is well known, that maybe you will deny it, but it is going to happen, and it is known to be going to happen, and there is no doubt whatsoever. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the wrongs of these people, and Allah Rabbul Izzat here explains in detail with regards to the mocking questions and the disbelief with regards to the day of Qiyamah, mocking at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves for us a very, very important message, that when we look at the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak about Alladina yu'minuna bil ghaib, those who have brought iman in the unseen. But when Allah speaks about akhirat, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. We have to have the yaqeen. We have to have that conviction without any doubt whatsoever that akhirat is going to come. There is definitely an accountability. We are definitely going to stand in front of Allah. Allah is going to question us. Allah is going to make the decision. Allah is going to give our books of deeds in our hands. Allah is going to weigh our amal. All that is a truth and a reality beyond any shadow of doubt whatsoever. And Allah shows this in this word, ma'loom also, that it is known, it is going to happen. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.